Welcome to Conversations with Catalysts. Today I have with me Harpinder Singh. Welcome to the podcast, Harpinder.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So let's start off with this. Please give us a little bit of an overview. Who is Harpinder Singh and how did you end up in the world of coaching?
Look, I'm a property investment advisor and also a licensed estate agent. How I ended up into property field was basically, it was like a little of accidental, because when I was a student in Sydney, I bought a house which I later rented it out. I found like there were a lot of things which I missed on when I thought of, you know, doing that investment, and later realized that I did a lot of mistakes which end up losing a lot of money in that property. Although everyone thinks that a property is something which gives you money all the time, but like it doesn't happen that way when you do it in the wrong way. So then I started studying more about it so that, you know, in future, if I have to invest, what are the things I have to consider and how to go about it. So that made me learn about property and learn about the different aspects, the different strategies, how finances works, what are the good practices of property investment. And then I started my journey again in 2015 and started buying properties again. And then when I had that experience, like I was able to make money out of property. And then later in 2020, I started, like, you know, as a coach to teach other people what are the things which they should be considering and how to go about doing it in the right way so that they can be successful property investors.
Excellent. So what made you decide to go ahead and branch out and start coaching other people on how to do this?
Look, I started as a estate agent in 2010, and I started a property management company, started managing assets for other people, like their properties, and I found that most of the people were doing the same mistake which I did when I bought my first property. And I found that the reason is that they also think that buying property and like doing the property investment is a part-time job, but rather it's a more of, I would not say it's a full-time thing, but it has needs a full-time study on it so that you don't do it in the wrong way. And most of my clients were doing in the wrong way. So the ones which were doing in the wrong way were just stuck on one or two properties. And the ones who did the right way took my advice or, you know, got educated from like different sources, they were doing it right. And they are like in today, like some people are having 10 properties, 5 to 10 properties. Like that is the success, which is considered to be a successful property investor. But there's a lot of study and a lot of work involved behind it, which normally people don't understand. And they miss on that and then just get stuck in one or two properties. So that is where I thought, like, probably this is what I should be. This is what I knew and, you know, was successful in. And so I thought, like, probably I would guide other people to get into the successful property investment arena.
So it sounds to me like what happened was you made some mistakes when you first started in real estate investing. And then when you started working with other people who were just starting out in real estate investing, you noticed that they were making the same mistakes as you made. And so you were like, oh, there needs to be something that teaches these people and they can learn from my mistakes and therefore get to be successful at this a lot quicker than I was. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. And I thought like the interesting part was they were like, the mistakes were very common. Like, and they were like something which needs to be avoided by a little education. It's not about like you need a PhD degree for it, but like it's a little know-how how things has to be done in the right way so that later on you don't find that a barrier into your growth into the property investment.
Excellent. So could you share with us one or two or three of the most common mistakes that people make?
Yes, I think the most common is people consider it as a part-time thing. They don't see it as a full-time passive income producing asset. They just see, okay, I have some extra income and I just put it into some property, buy a property. And they don't consider, like, you know, what are the basic requirements when you start your property investment business? You need to structure it in the right way. You have to take your finances in the right way. And you have to consider it as a long-term income-producing asset rather than just to put as a fixed deposit sort of thing. So that is the basic mistake people make, is like they don't understand that property is going to give you a passive income in the long run, and what kind of targets they have to set up for it. And to get those targets, you have to structure it in the right way. So that is the first mistake any investor make, and this is mostly happens because most people, what they do is either they are living in a small house, and as the family grows, they buy a bigger house and they rent out their old house. Or when they buy a property, they think, okay, just buying a property is what property investment means. But before that, there's a lot of other things that needs to be considered, like how to structure it in a way that either you're putting as a family trust, or as a partnership, or single person earning set up. So those are the things which you have to consider in the beginning itself. And like mostly people do it when they have bought one or two properties, and after that they consider, oh, I have done it in the wrong way. And it's a bit too late after that, because then you need to sell the property, or you have to pay the stamp duty again to transfer into a new setup. So that is one thing which people don't like, they don't educate themselves before they start that property investment journey. Second mistake they make is like they are too much focused on, because there's a lot of buzz in the market, the property is growing here in Western Australia, and you should buy here, or you should buy in, or you buy in Brisbane, and this is the place where it is growing. But rather, if you see property investment should be considered as a long-term goal rather than a short-term gain thing. And if you see property as a long-term, property does not give you losses in the long term, because it's a regular growth all over all over Australia. It will be growing. It's not that it will grow in one place and it won't grow in the other place. But like, the more focus is on the property itself than on the other factors, like what is the long-term prospects of the property, how can we get the maximum output of it and get it as a passive income producing asset, then just concentrate on the capital growth of the property. And third would be, I say, like they don't think that property is like, the more focus is on the capital growth of the property rather than the how to manage it well so that they can get a good return and use it as a passive income producing asset for retirement.
Okay, great. So now, when you say that people, one of the biggest mistakes is that people think of it as a part-time thing, or they just kind of buy that new bigger house for their family and then rent out the old one. How much time per week would you say people should be spending on this if they want to be make a serious passive income out of real estate investing?
Look, it doesn't take too much time to basically too much time to understand all this, but you still need to understand the things beforehand rather than just diving into it and then start understanding by doing mistakes. So this is most of the people do. They just like buy the property and then they start understanding, oh, I have done this wrong, or I should have done this way rather than doing it this way, or I should have structured it like as a family trust and then just buying it as a partnership with my wife, or I shouldn't have bought this kind of property, rather I should have bought a smaller property. So the basic information has to be done before you start dive into buying the property. You have to study that before that, and it doesn't take too long to understand it, but you have to put in some time and effort into it. But like, it's not like you have to do it on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, it's more like when like you should be more know-how of the regular news, how the market is behaving, is the market going stable, how the interest rates are going. That is the regular information you need to understand. Like, it doesn't take too much time every week, maybe a couple of hours a week. You need to understand how the market is behaving. And also, like everyone's in the marketplace, so you can get that information while you're in the barbecue, weekend barbecue meeting, or from friends and family, but like the basic information is required before you dive into it, because there are a lot of things which has to be considered, and mostly people miss out. Even if you miss on a couple of things, then the things go wrong in the very beginning, which is very painful when you understand like you have done it wrong, and that is what is hindering your growth at a later stage.
Okay, so let me understand this a little bit better. That first thing you said was the first mistake people make is that they look at it as a part-time thing. So it's, but you're not saying that this has to become your full-time job. You're just saying that you really need to do the work to educate yourself before you just jump in and put your money into such a large purchase. You need to know what you're doing so that you set things up correctly from the beginning. Is that right?
Yes, by part time, I mean to say is like they don't give it the focus that a property investment should be given. That is what my part
Yeah.
time, like what I said, was a part time thing. Like the focus should be like you have to offset your current income by a passive income which is coming through property. So if you have to do that, then you need to focus on the things which are very important in the beginning and during your property investment as well. It does not need too much of a time that you have to do it as a full-time job, but it does have to be done in the proper way, because if you miss on the timing is very important. Like sometimes the market is really going down and people are scared to enter into the market. If you don't know about how the real estate works, then that is a time actually to buy property rather than some people sell at that time. So those kind of things have to be done. It doesn't take too long, but it has to be on a full-time basis that you are in the market at all the time, so that you know what is happening, what are the changes which are bringing, which has resulted into doing this. Like for example, now the market is pretty stable because of the interest rates going up. So if you're not aware of that, then obviously when next time something like this happens, then you will not be able to understand how the cycles are changing with the property market. And if you understand in this cycle this is how the property cycles work, and you study the previous cycles, and then you will be able to make out beforehand like, okay, if the news are coming in this way that the interest rate are going to go up, the market is going to definitely going to stabilize. But if you are not aware of that, then probably you will miss that. And secondly is like when everyone is selling, then it's the time to buy, and most of the investors don't understand that. They get scared if everyone is selling that the market will go down, and it doesn't happen. If you have studied the the market from the last 30 years, how the market has behaved in the past, and you will make out, okay, this is something very temporary, and the market will go up eventually. It is just a temporary phase, and this is the time which where I have to be holding on to my properties rather than just get scared and sell them out because everyone is saying the property market is going to fall. So that is the kind of information and kind of research you should be doing on a continuous basis. Okay, this is what happened in the past. This is what is going to be a temporary phase for some time. How long it's going to take, and all those factors does play a part. And also like how do you do your numbers? Like the basic part is like if you don't know your numbers, and some people get scared, oh, interest rates are going up, and maybe they reach up to 10% or something like that, and then you don't know how to handle those things, then probably that is the place where you lose, rather than that is the time where your education and your knowledge come into play, that like these temporary phases are not going to be continuous, and they are like for some time, and then it will definitely be stable again. So those are the things which you have to understand, and it doesn't take too much of time, but like it does need like regular update on the market, what the market is saying.
Yeah. So it's about taking this passive income that you're building for retirement. And obviously, in the first place, you're putting down quite an investment. So it's taking it seriously and giving it the time and attention that it needs, educating yourself ahead of time and then continually keeping yourself up to date. And just so it sounds like
Thank you.
taking it seriously and giving it the attention that it deserves is what a lot of people don't do.
Yes, that is the, I think that is the major problem, is that when you, because property is not something which needs a lot of time from you, apart from like regular maintenances and regular checks and stuff. But the market, how the market is going to behave in the future and what are the factors which are going to change those market conditions, if you are able to read them in advance so that you get yourself prepared for any changes happening in the market, so that you don't end up messing up the whole thing. Because it's basically is that you have a mortgage and you have to pay the bank, and then you are charging your tenants on that. And if you are not able to read through the lines that, you know, how the market is going to behave in the next 6 months, then probably that is where you mess up the things.
Okay. Yeah, so take it seriously and educate yourself. And obviously, if you can have someone like Harpender on your side who has been through it and has made the mistakes, and you can learn from his mistakes instead of making those mistakes, those costly mistakes on your own, well, then you're way ahead of where you would be. So could you share with us a success story where your coaching made a significant difference? What someone that you helped along this journey?
Yep, I have a gentleman. He's an immigrant.
Without using his real name.
I'm just giving you, he's an immigrant here, and he works in the IT industry. And as I told you, like he bought a property for himself. He moved into a bigger house, and then he rented his old property, thinking that this is what, like, I would use it as rental income, and started paying off that property to offset, like paying off that property so that he can have some extra income towards the rent he's getting from that property. But it doesn't happen that way, because when you start getting income from the property, you start paying income tax on it. And end of the day, it wasn't a worthwhile exercise for him to pay off his property and start getting rental income from that property, because he was in a very high tax bracket. Like, he was paying like 45% of the in rental income he was getting towards the tax. So there was nothing much he was getting out of it. So when he came to me, I like the basic idea behind property investment is that if you are paying too much of tax, we have to offset the tax to you know, generate some income as well, and plus you offset your tax bill by and pay off your property using the tax you are paying to the government. So then we help him to sell that property and buy two properties instead, and which helped him to offset a big chunk of his tax bill towards the depreciation he was getting from his investment properties. And also at the same time, he was able to get some equity in and start doing multiple properties. And we also update him on the different, we keep him updating with the news articles which are worth reading every now and then. We give him information on that, and like now he's really confident, and now he bought, like, he's got four properties at the moment, and he's getting the same kind of result what he was getting from one property which he had paid off, you know, using his income and savings putting into that property. And we have four properties which is giving him a capital growth of 4x capital growth on what he was getting from one property itself. So that is the kind of confidence he gets from getting all those information we keep on sending him, because not only like the news articles, but we also give him like information from the past, like this is what has happened. Because when this interest rate started going up, he was very scared, like, okay, I have four properties, and once my interest rate's going up, and I have to start paying too much of interest on that. But we refinance those properties to get some cash out of them, so that, you know, he has some extra money sitting there to pay off that extra rent in interest he has to pay. And now probably when the interest rate will start going down, by that time he will be, you know, he will be okay with the things. So that kind of information we give him in advance, so that, because we knew that interest rate going up, it will go up to 6-7%. This is what, like, we understood from from internal information from the banks and stuff, which we passed on to him, and he was confident, okay, that if even if it goes to 7%, I'm still able to pay off my installments on the properties. And on top of that, we also helped him to get that the rent raise from his properties, because seeing the demand in the market, we had to change one of his renters because we wanted to grow his rental return high so that he was able to pay that. So this was all done because we were proactive into the approach of where the market is going to go and what kind of installments he has to pay. We calculated all the whole numbers, see where how much surplus income he had and how he can hold on to those properties, rather than he was more inclined to selling one of them because he was thinking he won't be able to hold it. But running all the numbers, running all the figures, how much rent change we require for each property so that we can cope up with the 7% interest rate, that is what helped us to save his property. Instead of he was more inclined to selling one of his properties so that he has some equity released into his account so that he can keep on paying the other properties. So that kind of information, if you have in advance, you know your figures, then you're confident that okay, I can run those and go through this hard phase of the property market.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really good to have an expert on your side that if he was doing things, well, if he was doing things on his own, he probably, first of all, would have just had that one property. He wouldn't have gone to quadrupling his passive income for the future. And secondly, even if he had the four, then he would have panicked and sold one of them. But by having you guys on his side as experts, he's been able to grow to that four, and then I assume that over time it'll continue growing. Is that what you expect?
Yeah, look, like expert, like whatever you are doing, I think you should have someone on your side to give you that support, basically. Otherwise, if you're by yourself, first of all, is like you don't know what to do. You get scared on the situation, changing the situation, and then you make wrong decisions in that in the environment of fear and all that. And everyone is saying the interest rates are going up, you won't be able to afford your properties. But if you have someone on your side who says, "No, mate, let's sit down, do the numbers, let's see what we have, what we can do, and what changes we can bring in, so that we don't need to, like in this situation, we don't need to sell the property." But if at the end of the day we had to do something, then probably we had to. But first of all, was that we run the numbers, see where we sit and where we are heading to, and what is the worst case scenario, and how we can overcome that situation with the best possible outcomes. So that is only helpful if you know it for yourself, or you have someone on your side who knows it and he can guide you through.
Yeah, I mean, I find even if you are an expert in an area, it still helps to have another expert on your side, because once we, just the way the human mind works, once you lock into that, for example, the fear, I'm not going to be able to pay the mortgage for all four of them, even if you had the knowledge in your head, you lock into it and then you can't see it another way until you have a talk with someone else who understands and then. And reminds you of those things you might even have already known. So let alone if you don't, to get the education in the first place is important. But even once you have it, it's still good to have people on your side that are at least as educated as you.
Yeah, definitely. I think in any field of your life, if you have someone on your side who's is a positive person who says, "Okay, I might you can do it," even if you have to run and jump over a ditch or something. Probably, if somebody's with
Yeah.
you, a friend of yours, who can say, "Okay, you can do it," then you can do it. But if somebody says, "Oh my, this is too hard for you," and then you can't do it, then you say, "Oh, maybe I can't do it." Because your mind works in that way. If you have somebody supportive on your side, then probably you can go through, something which you haven't dreamt of doing. But if you missed on something which you can do, even if somebody is saying, "Oh, you can't do it," then you just say, "Okay, maybe I can't do it." So
Excellent.
expert,
Well,
like that is the mindset thing that works, basically.
yeah, 100%. Can you share with us one piece of wisdom in this area of real estate investing that that you find yourself sharing with sort of anybody who will listen?
Yeah, I would say like the most important component is that you should have the knowledge yourself. Don't rely on anyone else's knowledge and advice just by itself and just okay, man, and just don't have a blind faith on anyone. I think the most important part is that you should know how the things work, and then you have someone on your side who can give you the fine-tuning part of it. But if you say, okay, if you rely on one person and say that this is the guy who is going to get me, my results, then I think you're going into a wrong way because everyone has his own situation, his own mindset, his own family situation, and his own finances. So you have to work out things. You have to learn the things yourself, and you have to work it out according to yourself. And like having expert on your side is beneficial because then you don't. You can't like go into each detail of it, but like if you know the basic formula of it, the basic outline, then an expert is like going to guide you in a better way because otherwise it's just like you're relying on someone, like someone's advice and who doesn't know even what exactly you're looking for. So my advice is
So
like,
make sure you educate yourself.
Educate yourself first and then have some expert on your side who can guide you on every angle because there are a lot of small things to look at, but like if you don't know the basics even, then probably people can misguide you on certain things and take benefit of your situation.
Excellent. So what would you say, Harpinder, is the real end result that clients get from working with you?
Look, like basically is like the end result is that if you have targets in place, you have to have a plan in place as well. So my basic focus is to have a plan which is going to get to your targets. So you can plan, okay, in the next 10 years I have to get like 10 properties or whatever number you're thinking on, or you have to offset your current income. Say you have a $10,000 money coming in and you want to offset that income, that is your target. How to get that, we need a plan for that. And that is where my expertise come in, like in that plan, which properties are to be, in the first phase of your buying cycle, where after that, what kind of properties you buy in the second cycle, and then how we are going to, what are the KPIs we are going to set up, like how much capital growth we are going to get from them, what kind of rental return we are going to get them. We set up KPIs and all that stuff for that, so that at every interval that you are going in the right direction, or you have done some mistakes which you should be rectifying sooner than later. So if you don't have a plan in place, that is not going to lead you anywhere. So that is one thing which I expertise on, that you should have a plan in place which you can follow and reach your goals. And every year you have your KPI set up so that you know that you are going in the right track. So that is the more, I think that is where I come into play, that I set up a plan, follow it up, review the plan every year, and then reach where you want to reach in the 5 to 10 years time, what exactly you want to achieve out of it. I don't
And
focus on.
for most people, do you find that what they want to achieve is a secure retirement?
Sorry, say that again.
For most people, do you find that the end result they're wanting to achieve is a secure retirement?
Look, for most people, that is the end goal, but that they don't realize it, that this is the end goal. They think, okay, buying a property is their end goal. So
Right.
they don't realize that end goal is like when anyone retires, that is the place where you need a passive income. Through property is, I think, best possible way of, and the easiest way is through property, where you get capital growth and passive income both. But they don't realize it. They think, because there's a lot of buzz in the market, everyone says, okay, buy a property here, I'll get you so much of capital growth, and this is the best property to buy, which will grow in value, and that is that they focus on that instead of the main focus should be on creating a passive income through property, which is going to eventually give you a sense of security at the end of the day. So
So that sounds like what you do is you help them formulate a good plan so that it's not they're not just going in a haphazard way, a good plan, and then you help them to fine-tune that plan as they go and keep according to plan, and the end result is that they have financial security, whether it's, I guess it's not necessarily, they may have financial security long before they retire from it, but that financial security is the end result that they end up getting from working with you.
Yes. And that is what they should be focusing on as well, because most of the focus of property investors is on the property itself. Like how much money I'm going to make when I sell this property in 2-3 years time. Either that should be not your focus. Basically, that is what I guide people on. Like, is that is not the focus. The focus is that what is the end result you want to achieve from investing in property? Is it that the money you are going to get out of it, or is it the passive income? So they have that at the back of the hand, that this is what I want from my property investment. But because of the buzz in the market and a lot of noise in the market that the property grows and you make money out of it, they think that okay, I have to buy a property and then I have to sell to make money out of it. But that is not the case. You don't need to sell the property. The main thing is that you have to create a passive income out of property.
Yeah.
And that is where the plan comes in place here.
Excellent. Well, my two final questions are really just to make sure that we've covered everything that we should cover today. So if your answer to either one of these questions is no, that's fine. But if you have an answer to either one of them, that's great too. So I'll actually just make it a two-part question. So is there anything that you didn't get to say as much as you wanted to? Anything that we talked about, you didn't get to say as much as you wanted to because we went off on a tangent? Or is there anything that, since I've only known you a short time, Harpinder, is there anything that I didn't even know to bring up that would be a glaring omission in a survey of the life and work of Harpinder Singh?
Yeah, I think the major thing which I have missed on is basically when we are talking about the money component, and you know, and most people miss out on this when they're doing investments, either it is in real estate or whatever investments is, basically they don't tend to know the numbers in the way they should be knowing. They leave it on their accountants or bookkeepers. Is that when you don't know how much you're saving each month, how much you're spending on what component, like how much you're paying your bills, how much you're paying to your mortgage, how much you're paying towards your groceries or your dinners and even cigarettes or coffee or whatever. You don't know those figures. That is the basic component, the startup point of your investment journey, is basically to know where you're spending your money and where you should be saving and where you should just spoiling your money. You shouldn't be spoiling the money on what all the things which you should be avoiding on to get that money into your investment journey so that you can retire. So that is the first thing I teach to my clients, is basically start recording all your numbers by yourself and see where you are spoiling money. If like for example, this month you start recording your numbers, and by the end of the month, okay, I think I spent too much money on cigarettes. Maybe I should be avoiding this and reduce this figures here, or I shouldn't be doing too much of eating out because I'm spending too much money eating out, or whatever like component you think you're spending most of your money and you can save that money. So that is, I think, a major component. And most of the people who I see successful is that who have control on those expenditures and know what, you know, where your money is going out from where. So that is the basic, I think, basic of your property investment journey starts from there. And that is where I would say anyone who wants to start their journey is the first part of their, you know, first chapter of their education journey, is that how to control your finances yourself, rather just leave it for your accountant to end of the day to.
Okay, so the journey starts with knowing how you're spending your money now, seeing where some of that money that you're just spoiling, as you say, could be going towards that financial security in the future. And that's the beginning of the journey, is knowing how you're spending your money now, and the result at the end of the journey is that financial security and passive income in retirement. And you are able to help people move from that beginning through to the end stage. Is that right?
Yes. Like
And
if I
before
don't
I.
know, like, yeah, I would say is like if I don't know what I'm going to like what I have in my hand to spend, then I won't be able to do that.
100%. Is there anything else that you wanted to share, Harpinder, before I get you to tell people how they can find you?
Like I would say is like if you are going into the property investment, like if you want to invest in property and you want to really succeed in this property investment arena and want to buy have five or six properties by the time you retire or have 10 properties to offset your current income and have a passive income to live on, then the best part is that you have to have somebody on your side who can guide you and keep you motivated through your journey instead of hitting here and there and making losses while doing the work yourself. And you should have someone who you really trust and who has that knowledge if you want to start that journey. It does cost a little bit, but end of the day it pays off more than what it costs. So
Yeah, it's
if
an
you're doing
investment.
it in the right, it's an investment, and most people think that it's like I can do this stuff myself, and they try to grab information from here and there, which is uncooked information, and they try to do it themselves by just getting some uncooked information, and then they end up doing it still in the wrong way. Because when you
Yeah,
have someone who has done it and
it sounds like that ends up, those mistakes end up costing a lot more than it costs to have someone walk alongside you who already has the knowledge and has already made the mistakes.
yeah, definitely. That's the main thing. Like, you know, you don't like you don't realize it. Like, you realize it at a very later stage that, you know, if you would have someone on your side, and then, you know, because in investment in your investment journey, you don't have too many of years to, because you can't buy 10 properties in one go. You have to buy one by one over the period of time, and you only have got like 15 to 20 years if you start on the right stage. Like maybe at 35 or 40 you start, you have like 15 to 20 years to do this whole process. And if you are in your, like, by the time in 5 6 years, if you try to understand this in 5 6 years, if you have lost that time frame, then you have your time to get to that point of to generating that passive income which you need for your retirement is shortened, and then you have missed the bus basically. So if you're doing it, you have to start in the right way with the right support and the right help. If you do it in that way, you can. I have seen people who have retired in their 40s even from property.
Yeah, well, I
So
can see two types of people who really would benefit from having a coach in this area, and that would be those people who will end up who will do it themselves, who would do it themselves, and end up wasting a lot more money than they would have paid for the expert in the first place. But then there's also people who wouldn't end up doing it themselves. I think it's all too hard. I can't figure this out, so I'll just leave my money in my bank account or whatever. And those people that have been interested in investing in real estate but think it's too hard, if they just had someone to hold their hand and walk them through the process of learning what they need to learn and then going for that security in the long term, I could see both of those types of people benefiting from what it is that you do.
yeah, definitely. Like, basically, if having an expert on your side is basically having someone who's going to motivate you as a mentor. This is not a service, I would say. It's a mentoring thing. Like, once you have bought two or three properties, you get that confidence, and you start, like, then after that you do start doing it yourself. What is happening, how the market behaves, you have gone through a few cycles of, you know, the property market, and then you know what is happening, and then you then things becomes totally different. Like, I've seen people improving their intelligence in property once they have done a couple of properties, and they get that confidence. Okay, this is something which we can do. There's no big deal in this, and we can do it. But taking that first step to the first property, especially first two or three properties, a bit of a hard, because once they go beyond two, three properties, then they start getting that fear as well. Will I be able to support this kind of, because if something goes wrong, if I lose a tenant, for example, or something happens to the property and I could rent it out for 2 3 months, then probably what will happen? So those kind of questions start touching up, and then you lose that confidence to grow it further, and then you start paying it off so that maybe two properties will eventually give you some passive income end of the day, and that is enough for their retirement plan. But if you really, you know, if you really want that, you have to have a good income and a big portfolio to support that income, then probably having someone on your side is a very good idea to gain that confidence and to have somebody who will guide you at every step of the way so that you can reach there in time.
Excellent. Well, for those people listening who are thinking, hey, I really need Harpinder on my side to get me going, or maybe they've already made a few mistakes and they want to stop those mistakes and start doing it the right way, how would they find you, Harpinder?
They can find me on my website, Investors Institute Melbourne, or my phone number is...
Is that investorsinstitutemelbourne.com or...?
Investorsinstitute.melbourne.
Investorsinstitute.melbourne, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Or
what were you going to say?
Me on my Facebook page, or on my LinkedIn profile, or on my phone number, 0450-017-018. Most welcome.
Excellent.
For a free strategy call with me, 1 hour. I'll show you how things work. If they want to do it themselves, they're most welcome to go ahead and do it. If they want my help, I'm ready to hold their hand at any time.
Fantastic. Thank you, Harpinder. And then if anyone needs to find me, everyone can find me at jeremy.net. I'm a mindfulness coach, and I have 8-week mindfulness course coming up. So keep your eye on jeremywest.net to see that. And that's it. Thank you very much for coming on, Harpinder. And we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.